Hi, Basil. It's Miles. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm sorry about that. I didn't see the phone ringing.
Neither did I. I missed your call before, so what's going on?
So I just wanted to talk to you about just the logistics behind why you're running, and just to get sort of a profile of who you are. I know you've been in the public spotlight for a while, just appearing on TV shows and stuff like that. I just want to get a synopsis of why you're running and for people to understand who you are and
sure.
Yeah, that's it. So for starters, where'd you grow up and where'd you go to school?
I actually grew up in the Bronx. I went to two Catholic schools, so St. Mary's Elementary and Mount St. Michael Academy High School. I went to Cornell undergrad and Columbia grad. At Cornell, I did a bachelor's in labor relations. And at Columbia, I did a master's in public policy. And I went from there when I graduated, I took a little time off and then went to work for 1199 Benefit Fund. For some time, and then went on to graduate school shortly thereafter to get the master's. Went from Columbia to, and it's actually interesting, when I was working full, so when I went to school full time in Columbia, I actually worked full time at a program called the Empowerment Zone, the Upper Manhattan Empowerment Zone.
Wow.
It was a community, I don't know, are you familiar with the Empowerment Zone program?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so yeah, it had just been designated, so it was like five people in an office in the state office building and trying to figure out what the priorities were for the Harlem community at that time, Harlem Upper Manhattan community at that time. So I did that for the 2 years that I was in graduate school, and I actually moved from the Bronx to come to graduate school. So I lived in Harlem when I was going to Columbia. And I, interestingly enough, wanted to go to Columbia specifically to apply my education to Harlem in particular. I was really interested in going to Columbia. It's the only school I applied to, actually, the graduate school, because it really was something that I wanted to, I really wanted to make sure that my formal education and my experience actually matched. Or complemented each other, I should say. Once I left graduate school, Columbia, so the Empowerment Zone program was going through a transition, and they were actually about to hire formal staff, because we were sort of a transition team at that time.
Right.
So they were trying to hire formal staff and create a formal board of directors, which I helped do. And once that happened, I actually wound up leaving there to go work for Freddie Ferrer in the Bronx.
Wow.
And I started doing policy for him and left. Well, I started doing policy for him, but then, you know, he was running for mayor at the time. This was back in 97. So I graduated in 96, but actually, let me go back to give you dates. So I left Cornell in 93 and then Columbia in 96. And then when I went to go work for Freddie, it was a year before he was going to run for mayor. I started helping him out a little bit as a volunteer for the mayoral campaign. And I traveled with him all over the city. I was a policy analyst for him. I traveled with him all over the city and got to know him, got to know a lot of people around him, and met a lot of leaders around New York City. And so I actually did a lot of work here in Harlem as well for him. And I talked to a lot of people here, but I also had the opportunity to travel to different parts of the city. He got promoted one or two times while I was in his office, became a special assistant for him. And then I had done, like, you know, some advanced work on a volunteer basis for the White House when the Clintons were in office. And one day I got a call to be volunteer for Hillary's listening tour. So I actually wound up working on one of the first events of the listening tour, and she and I developed a really good relationship, and I developed a good relationship with the staff. So my volunteer opportunities